This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
We're beginning. Everyone sparkle.
you guys can't see it. I'm doing so much now visually.
We're doing a lot of.
I just need to get warmed up.
A lot of jazz hands.
I'm doing a lot of gurning. I'm making a lot of weird faces.
Certainly a time, and we've talked about this before, where pulling faces was just entertainment.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis. How he got started was would play a song on a record, gramophone or whatever, and then he would make faces to the gramophone music, and that was entertainment. He would do that for hours, and people would pay him money to do that. That's how comedy, like, started.
I would watch that. I would throw money at that fella.
I don't know.
that rubber-faced goon back in the 20s.
It sounds bad in any era.
Maybe if it was in the 20s. If I was alive then, I probably would, blow my mind. But
yeah, it's either this or go see the train come at us again.
Yeah, I do kind of think I would do anything, and that explains most of history. Is you're like, there's just so little to do. I will, whatever. Put a railroad spike through my hand for entertainment. Done.
Sure, I'll fight your chimp.
That's how you got geeks and stuff. Guys that ate the heads off chickens. They're just it is truly the last thing I could think of to do.
Sure, I'll eat fucking 80 eggs or whatever. Just pay me anything, please.
I also think that's how, like, I feel like mystical stuff, like witches, like people thinking they're witches and stuff. That's so much easier when there's no things. Like, when there's, like, you know what I mean? True. You're like, that's a goat. He's the devil. Why not? I don't know. There's not other stuff.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, so a priest told me. A priest told you? Well, okay.
Well, a priest talking, that's two things. That's all my stuff for today, so I guess I'll think about it until I go insane with religious fervor. Mm-hmm.
Thank God we can now just gaze into the internet until our minds end up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I think also things like TikTok, everyone thinks they're a witch now because they're so 100%. It almost goes full circle because it's like, I'm like, oh yeah, I can pull out a candle. Probably. Yeah.
Probably. I can probably pull that off.
The bar for being a witch got really low.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. You don't even have to save the life of another witch anymore. ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights. And the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And I'm Carly Kane.
And joining us today is Carly
Kane. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I figured I was like, they're probably going to say that.
No, you know it. It was great.
So sorry.
That was great.
I'm like, I didn't tell you guys I am hosting now.
I wish more guests would just kind of be like, hey, listen, I brought my own libretto. I'm going to read a little sting up top. Look, Nabisco sent me here today.
I can't believe I did that. That's funny.
No, that kind of assertiveness, that's great. That's what we're looking
Absolutely.
For here.
That's what I'm we sorry. Need here on the island. And for any Carly heads just joining us, this is the way the podcast goes down. We Caniacs, what do you call your people?
Oh my gosh. Wow, I've never even considered that, but I'm not opposed to that at all.
Okay. That's kind of good.
It is pretty good.
Oh yeah. Okay, so any Caniacs just joining us, this is the way it goes down. We're just going to play a big game of who would win in a fight between based on a given topic that I will reveal at the end of this spiel. We do three rounds. The rounds are lightweight, middleweight, and heavyweight, but they're kind of more based on how much mental space the fighter takes up rather than their actual physical weight. So the example we usually give is that if we were fighting characters from Seinfeld, a lightweight fight would be like the Soup Nazi versus Jay Peterman, whereas a heavyweight fight would be Jerry versus Elaine. And it's video game rules, so anything goes. Old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen in order for the island to taste justice. And today's topic is people you work with. That's
what
we're fighting.
We've all had jobs, right?
We've all had jobs. From my days mixing up lemonade and selling it on the sidewalk.
I was like, what would be a good topic for Carly? And I was like, well, at the very least, I don't think she's a trust fund kid. Like,
no, I am actually using my headset from work right now.
Hell yeah. See, a good blue collar headset for a good blue collar podcast.
It's made of iron. It's heavy.
It's a big cast iron number.
It's actually 24 karat gold, but
yeah, Carly works at a crown store. It's studded with diamonds.
It's one of those subscription boxes for crowns.
So you can get a new crown every week.
Yeah, Carly works at Crown Stop, and so you get a new crown every month. Okay. People have so much money now. It's insane. No. The wealth gap is wild.
Now, let me ask you something. This is a weird tangent, but have you ever almost been wealthy on accident?
No.
Me?
Anyone?
Oh. No.
I always think about like, ooh, I could have bought a Bitcoin. That's not exactly almost being wealthy, but it's like, I could have bought a Bitcoin.
Did you know about Bitcoin?
Sort of, kinda.
Yeah.
No, I've been thinking about crypto. I saw one statistic. It was like only 15% of people that are in Bitcoin are women. And I was like, all right, I have to change that. But no, never experienced independent wealth. Nope.
I was more hoping I'd like meet like a wealthy dowager or something. Sure, like an old woman who's like on the brink of death, just being like, I like how you look. And
That's the type of shit I'm looking for. Yeah, like you shove someone out of the way of getting hit by a car. And then when you wake up, he's like, you saved my nephew's life, young man. It's good shit. Someday. I'm gonna start jumping in front of cars. Never stopping. Okay.
Oh, that is fast money.
I digress.
I think starting a monthly crown business, I think that's actually
honestly not a bad idea. Customer service for that would be nuts.
Tiara box.
Yeah. Tiara box. A monthly subscription.
Insane wealthy people to get a monthly tiara. Pretty good.
Okay, so you know what? I think this is actually, weirdly, we've stumbled into a pretty good characterization for our people you've worked with, ranking here. I think your lightweight fighters are kind of quote-unquote Joe jobs, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Like a name tag, waiting tables. Working for Domino's. I've worked for so many Domino's in so many cities.
So many kinds of Domino's-esque places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked in so many restaurants. Mm-hmm.
That's I got a good lightweight restaurant kind of specific thing. I feel like a restaurant is one of the few places where you can have a boss who's like 17. You know what I mean?
Young boss enters the ring. I love it.
Oh, that's so good.
Young boss can fight.
Young boss for sure.
Because it's only some kind of jobs. It's like when I worked, I delivered groceries. I had a young boss who hated my guts.
Oh yeah. What about in that same vein, old employee? I've worked at a lot of Domino's, and at every one. There's a strangely old guy who it's like, he's like, man, I could retire, but I love delivering pizza so much.
Yeah.
Like,
that guy's way weirder than person that needs it is like a different category where you're like, you're kind of hard scrabble or you like, you got taken advantage of in some kind of Ponzi scheme versus like a person that's like, I'm fine without this. And I'm choosing to go deliver pizza.
Yeah. I've never understood that.
Yeah.
I think that's so boring. They're like, the thing I like is labor. And you're like,
I'm a hard worker. Sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with knuckling down. Speaking of, there was a guy, the specific guy that I'm working of or thinking of that I worked with, definitely was missing three fingers on one of his hands.
Oh, wow. I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Was he making pizzas?
To the bone, apparently.
Oh my God, goodness.
Yeah, you can make pizzas so hard that your fingers come off. That's pretty, that's a tough guy.
I can't quite remember what it was. I think it was a pipe bomb, something insane.
Like that.
Yeah. Here's the problem with this matchup, though. Old employee's going to beat the shit out of young boss.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of rage there.
Yeah, he got the rage. He's got the strength, that strength factor from being old.
Yeah, there's also, I feel like a lot of the older employees I worked with in restaurants were in prison. That was the only job they could get. Sure, it was like a, you know, like a DUI guy that was like, killed someone, watch out, you know? Yeah. not like watch out, like I could hit you. He was very tender and I think in that way, but could definitely... Yeah. Could definitely fight the young guy because the young one has this ego too of being in this position of power so young. Dangerous thing.
Yeah. Well, and also it's like if they you put those two people on Fight Island where we're like, hey, we want you to fight. That guy, that old guy's going to kill that youngster. Yeah, he's been waiting for this.
Yeah, it's so true.
So who could I want old boss in there because that's a perfect lightweight.
Young boss?
Young boss, yes. Who could stand? Who would you pit against Young Boss?
Oh man, this might be more of a middleweight, but I worked with the couple office jobs I've had. I worked with like a weird side hustle guy, like a guy that's always trying to get you into schemes and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like a guy who knows about crypto, but he always bets on the wrong horse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the guy that has like one foot in the door and the other foot selling weed, you know, and is 100%. Come on, a gram for 10.
Like a guy who really likes money.
Yeah,
this is like
really
good because this feels like the natural enemy of Young Boss.
Yeah.
You know, always trying to slip one under the radar, trying to like selling flat screen wall mounts at cost.
Yeah. It's like, how did you fall backwards into goods? Like you didn't. Like you're from Connecticut. You didn't fall off the truck, man. You're just flipping things to flip them. It's so weird.
I like it. All right. Okay. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Side Hustle Dude and Young Boss? Now Young Boss is a narc, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Through and through.
100%.
I feel like Young Boss has the mind games, like the
absolutely.
Mental.
Yes.
But Side Hustle could have some props. One of his side hustles, who knows, there could be weaponry.
See,
are you allowed
genius.
To bring
absolutely.
Things to the island?
I think you can't stop Side Hustle Guy from bringing stuff to the island. He paid someone off. Yes, absolutely. I love this. Like Side Hustle Guy has like Bud K knives or like some weird like knockoff PlayStation.
Yeah,
he can hit you with
Bud Light sponsored like pocket knives.
Fuck yeah! With the oil sheen blade, my god. But I can see what you mean with the mind games thing. I could see like Side Hustle Guy being like, you know, ding, 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 we're at Fight Island, goes to swing on Young Boss, and Young Boss is like, Armand? I swear to God, I will fire you. And he's like, what? I thought we were supposed to fight, and then punch from Young Boss, you know?
Yeah, or Young Boss is like, remember when you were crying about your mom 3 months ago? You know, I was there for you. Because there are moments where, like, you will randomly get tender with a manager, and then, like, 3 seconds later, they're like, okay.
They know
the
secrets.
Dishes. Yeah, there is a lot of manipulation there.
You let them in. You think you're on a team sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You trust young boss more than you trust old boss.
We're a family.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow. Young boss. Diabolical. See, I was going Armand all the way. Sorry, I've named this guy.
Insanity.
Let's go with Helena. I was going with Helena all day with that denim jacket, Side Hustle Gal. I don't, because you know, there's something about Side Hustle employee who feels like they're going to whip out a chain, you know?
Yeah. Or they like often promote events. And so I feel like they could potentially say, oh, there's a concert on Fight Island, and have a whole backup of people.
Holy shit. The whole squad's here. Okay. Hold up.
Nobody has more acquaintances but less friends than Side Hustle Guy.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's a tough life.
Okay. I got it. I'm giving one vote to Side Hustle Guy, and here's why. Because Side Hustle employee has sold weed to Young Boss.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I have to give a point to Side Hustle too, because I think they know how to kind of, ultimately Young Boss feels a sense of power, doesn't know anything else about the world other than this like one job they have. And sure. I think there's some naiveness. So I have to say Side Hustle Guy two clearly side has hustle. Side hustles for a reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna cast a dissenting vote that will not matter. But here's why. Young Boss controls the schedule. What is going to mess up your side hustles more than the schedule? Shit.
Wow. Okay.
Just the mere threat. Side Hustle is going to maybe throw the fight. Maybe let their ass get whooped so that they can,
that's a really good
go
point.
Sell more NFTs over lunch instead of having to make sales. Hey, do you want to buy this JPEG of the Noid jerking off?
Of an anthropomorphic lion? I don't know. Well, here's a question. What is that? What are NFTs?
Oh, no, we can't. I would rather be dead. That's the kind of guy I am at work, is if you talk about NFTs, I will blow my brains out like William H. Macy in Boogie Nights.
They're little pictures, right? They're garbage pail kids, basically.
Yeah, they're JPEGs of old cartoons. As Rastas. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's as far as I'd like to go into that. all right. Ding, ding, ding. Side Hustle takes it. Wow. I mean, obviously, Side Hustle brought a fucking one of those big crazy chains that they lock up their courier bike with.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. The Postmates bike came in handy there. Yeah.
Truly. Too much street smarts on Side Hustle employee. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. Side Hustle takes it. Okay. So. We're getting into middleweight here. What are we thinking for middleweight? I'm thinking we're in the office now.
Okay, in the office. I'm thinking. So where I work, it's like I work in the call center. And so there's like a call center manager. And so she's not at the top, but she does run her own like sector of like three of us that take calls. I don't know. Like a low level manager, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Team manager?
Yeah, team manager.
Yeah.
Climbing the ladder.
Feel a little beleaguered.
Sort of the person who like thinks they're the boss, but they're not the boss.
Exactly.
Sure. Self-appointed micromanager. I like it. What about
micromanager is a good one.
What about loudly having a problem, lady?
That is such a person.
It really is.
My emails won't open now.
Yeah. I have told this story in a Twitter thread before, but it was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
When I worked at a place when I lived in San Diego, there was a woman who was on my team, and she's like a little old. She's like, I was like 24 at the time. She's like 26 or 7, and she was ostensibly normal. But every day she would like get a phone call, and then she would cry at her desk.
And
we all thought, oh my God, something is wrong. Anyone would ask her, she would say, ugh, things are terrible back home. And we were like, oh, somebody must be sick. We all like gave her a lot of space. Nobody pried. Everyone was like, oh, like she must be going through it. Well, like 6 months of this, at one point we were at like a team happy hour. And she was like, she was like, I'm not answering my phone. And I was like, why? And she was like, again, problems at home. And I was like, oh yeah, that must be hard. And she goes, yeah, I planned this bachelorette party with some other people and I didn't get enough credit for it. That was what she was crying about for 6 months.
Holy fucking
was
shit.
Planning a bachelorette party and that the result was no one gave her enough credit.
Wow.
Oh my God. And that was considered home problem.
Yeah. Problem. She was like from Pennsylvania or something. Like
your home problems rule.
Yeah. What a good home problem.
Wow, crazy. Anyway. Okay, I like that. Loudly having a problem.
Loudly having a problem.
Yeah, loudly also having like such an unimportant problem.
Yeah.
Truly.
Because that's also a sociopath. I mean, that's like a fighter because that's an insane person.
What about the person? So that opens a couple of interesting avenues. The person who's weirdly obsessed with something where it's like, I'm really into Disney. I'm really into chefs.
Disney office adult is such
a thing. I had a girl that would only take off for Comic-Con. She did like a cosplay.
Yes. I like that.
And it was like, oh, this is like, I had to find her on Instagram. You know, I had to know.
Oh, yeah.
But I was also jealous because it's like, I don't think I've ever felt that passionately about anything.
I mean,
they
pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous that they're like, well, I have a Mickey-shaped hole and I can fill it anytime I want. And you're like, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, that is cool. I can't take that from you.
Yeah. I absolutely can't press a button.
So funny. And so true. It is... you know, it is it's the happiest place on earth, isn't it? At least there, you can be happy.
Do you want to do middleweight lady loudly having a problem? We don't have to gender loudly having a problem either.
Yeah, she doesn't
either,
have to be. Okay, I like loudly suffering employee versus oddly obsessed employee. Are we going all in on Disney? Do we want to get sued?
There's no Disney Adult Confederation that can sue us. It's just
I don't know, there might be Sam. Honestly, yeah,
they'll come for us, man. And honestly, we welcome you. Welcome Disney Hive. Rise up.
We've definitely got some portion of our listenership that's really
fuck yeah. Okay,
we support it. I also like Steamboat Willie. I don't know.
You know what? Weirdly, what I do like, the new Mickey Mouse is very funny, and it's drawn by an animator I really like. Okay. So question before us is, who would win in a fight between loudly having a problem person and weirdly obsessed with Disney person?
Here's the thing, they were both definitely theater kids in high school, you know?
Absolutely.
So there's
yes.
There's definitely there could be like a camaraderie. But
yeah, it starts friendly. As a friendship.
Yeah, ultimately. Yeah, this is a tough one.
Truly. Now, do they know each other from those heady theater days?
Oh, man.
From theater camp? And like, they don't talk about it? We're different people now. We're both people now.
One was backstage. One was like ensemble.
Yes.
The age-old divide.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Loudly having a problem had a minor role in the play. And that's where that like comes from.
Yeah,
like,
and they still bring up how, it's never a lead, you know? It's like, you're 33.
Always Biff. Never the other guy.
Were you in a play, Back to the Future, in high school?
No, definitely.
I always had to play Biff.
I have to be honest, I'm kind of talking about myself. I always wanted to be a lead.
Oh,
last role I had, I was a plate in Beauty and the Beast, so...
Good God. What? That does... It is one of those things where it's like, they say there's no small roles, but you certainly ask yourself, like, am I really bringing plate energy?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm spinning around singing, so it's humiliating.
This is so strange, because I've been thinking a lot about my... my middle school production of The Nutcracker, because Christmas is creeping up, and how... strangely specific to my town it was. I think my music teacher rewrote all the words.
That's
like
so
wrote
funny.
Words to the songs for us to sing. Very strange times. Anyway, okay, so how does this fight go down, Sam? What are you thinking? We're in the office, obviously. We're in some sort of Fight Island office block.
Okay.
Fight Co.
My feeling on the
this is where
conflict,
they make the punches.
It's where they make punches. Yeah, the we thought of the uppercut. the conflict is, has a big problem at work, has a loud big problem, and usually Disney adult is a good employee. because they value time off. They are they're part of being a Disney adult, I think, is being an excellent cog in the system.
Absolutely.
That's so
you go,
true.
You go, my so paycheck true. Goes to the Disney Corporation, and I will earn it every week.
So you can get that precious, precious time off to go to the cosplay, to go on the Disney cruise, to get Parvo. Yeah.
To get an old-timey sea disease.
Yeah, you're right. They're there all the time, and specifically because they don't they don't have a lot of friends outside of work, and it's kind of a sad situation. But they go to work so they can talk about Disney and show people. The
or they have hardcore Disney friends. It's a real center of their solar system thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think big loud problem at work is making it Disney adults' problem when they're trying to leave.
Oh, they're trying to.
They're trying to go. I gotta drive to Anaheim. Get me out of here. Big loud problem is like, but I have a big loud problem, and you're
there's a problem with the printer again, Kylie. Yeah. Kylie.
And big loud problem isn't afraid to throw some low blows. Like they will.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like say some mean stuff.
Oh, yeah. You go ahead. You leave. You go. Oh, you got to get to Disney for the 90th time, right?
Yeah.
It's as much an emotional fight as anything.
Truly. Yes, very emotional.
And then, Carly, you're absolutely right. Right as soon as the gloves come off, what did you say about Disney?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, maybe they throw some slander about Goofy. Why don't you just marry Goofy? You know.
Yeah.
You don't think I tried? You don't think I tried that?
Yeah. Everybody knows Goofy's a legendary lover and a tender husband.
Yeah. He's tall. He's got real Pete Davidson energy.
Yeah, big love problems like. Big love problems. Like, I know how much you make. You'll never afford a Disney cruise. You know?
Oh, my God. I've been on two of them. When? It's on. Wow. Holy shit. And big loud problem. I'm thinking all talk. I'm thinking
all Disney. Talk.
I'm thinking Disney obsessed adult is that repressed rage.
Yeah. I was going to say that simmering rage.
Now, but the question is the Disney life. It's a soft life.
It is.
Yeah, you're not making a lot of choices.
It's a soft life of park food and a lot of internet, a lot of crying with the Disney Plus on.
Yeah. Also, yeah, like Disney Adult does have something. I don't think losing a fight would bring down Disney Adult as much because they do have some, like we were saying, void. You know, there is a thing. They're like, okay, I lose a fight, I still have Disney.
I have Disney. Yeah. I can put Disney right back in there. Yeah. But loud having a problem person, this is it. This is, in some ways, what they wanted all along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about them. They made it. This is the problem. Now the problem. And now and later, they get to talk to HR. And
they're going
to
love talking to HR.
Yeah,
that's
they
gonna
get
be
to
true.
Make this. Yeah. Because even if... Because I do think I have to throw a vote for Big Loud Problem, but even them winning will still be a Big Loud Problem tomorrow.
Yes, it's going to be the biggest, loudest problem of all, and it's going to echo around the fucking place for the next 2 weeks.
Even though they've won, such a big loud problem.
Yeah.
Can Disney Adult shut them up?
Okay, here's I'll vote in opposition. I'm going to vote for Disney Adult because I feel
you
like
Disney Adult.
I feel like Big Loud Problem does not have a lot of grit. They are a complainer.
I'll talk.
I think at the very least, Disney Adult is getting stuff done. There's like a level of competence to being like, I have 700 Donald Duck shot glasses. you have to like have a lot of follow through.
You gotta just get there. You gotta get to Anaheim. You're right.
Yeah, you have to sit in traffic and you have to be zen about it. And I just think there is more like fighting competency on the side of Disney Adult where Big Loud Problem, by definition, is a lot of talk.
Disney Adult has something to fight for.
Yeah. And that is the new Pixar movie, Encanto.
Fuck. Okay, so we've got one vote for Big Loud Problem. We've got another vote for Disney Adult. I am the decider. My vote is... Big Loud Problem wins, and I'll tell you why. Here's the thing. The second Disney Adult comes running at Big Loud Problem, the second Disney Adult, even if they flub this hit, which they most likely will, you know, swing on them. They have even, you know, they have ceramic miniatures. Maybe they're whipping amiibos across the room. I don't know. The second that happens, big loud problems get bigger and louder and they get stronger. And I think it just feeds into what they wanted all along. And I got to say, big loud problems takes it. Person with a big loud problem. Ding, ding, ding. Middleweight champion.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think it was close. I think it's a close
fight
one.
Island wrestling yeah. with the fucking fax machine. Yeah. Why do we still have those?
Yeah. Big loud problem would throw a desktop.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. so much GIF fodder. Okay. All right, y'all. This is it. People have been waiting all year for it. This is heavyweight.
If there's anything I've ever done at an office job, almost exclusively, it's listen to podcasts. So this hopefully is hitting some people. Because I was, I'll throw out this as a heavyweight, a bad employee. just a straight up terrible not good employee. Oh,
same.
Yeah, oh, the problem is I've never had a job where I wanted to do it. You know?
Same. Yeah. I literally have never had that happen.
I've been trying. But no, they're just like, you look like you could do dishes. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll do that again.
That's what sucks about being like on the fringes of stuff is like, I've had like writing jobs for 2 weeks where I'm like, I love this. I would work so hard at this. Right. And then you're like, well, cool. The show is done already. And it's on Tubi. So there will not be another season because Tubi's budget is done.
Back home to my cavernous Disney collectibles vault.
It's like, oh, okay, back to the thing I don't like all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
But bad employee. I think that's a heavyweight.
I love
you
that
think
one.
Heavyweight is a bad employee. I love it. Okay. Okay. Bad employee versus who are you thinking? Who would take on a great employee? Goofus to the gallant?
Maybe like an investor or like somebody that owns it that like isn't really there at the day to day, but pops in with the self-importance like once every 3 months.
Yeah.
Carly, yeah. I love the idea of the owner. The owner's showing up. The owner doesn't know what's going on. The owner is fucking Elon Musk. They are here. They are here to be like, oh, so this is where the magic happens. Cool. Why don't you, hey, you zip up that jacket, mister.
You nailed this accent. I'm a little freaked out.
I've been looking at him all day because of his weird hair.
Yeah, he did a weird hair thing. Yeah.
Did a weird ad thing.
I'm not gonna look.
Somebody tweeted a picture of it with the old picture of him balding, and they were like, "That face when your hair turns inside out."
I am googling it now. I do have to see.
It's very upsetting. It's a weird fashy haircut. Anyway, yes, I love it. The owner. Do we like that? Bad employee versus the owner.
I think that's fun.
Is there anyone we're missing? Who are we missing?
I think we're missing maybe like an office gossip.
Office gossip, classic. Office creep. I feel like office creep isn't allowed in this. He's in the creep dungeon.
Get out of there, creep dungeon. Yeah.
Serving time for some kind of creep crime.
He's hanging out with Cosby and Hitler from when we fought comedians and mustaches. He's like, get out of here.
Yeah, he got caught stealing all of the shoes from the locker room or something.
I used to have a guy in the kitchen who would give me free food if he could watch me eat.
Wow.
And you took him up on this?
Absolutely. I was so hungry.
Shit.
It really we did sort of have this baseline friendship where it felt like it could be a bit. And then about like a month in, I was like, I think this should stop.
He's really committed to it. Yeah.
Very funny.
This quote joke.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever worked in an office where they like inexplicably needed you to know who the owners were that you were like never going to meet?
Oh my God. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the owner. I worked at this restaurant in Tampa and it was like the owner was like a baseball coach.
Oh, crazy.
I mean, he was actually really nice, but it was like, oh my God. Anytime he came in, I was like, he doesn't even know what kind of food we serve here, you know?
Yes, truly, but it's like, but he feels the most responsibility.
Exactly.
For
he owner, just show up. Yeah, it's so annoying.
The owner, and like the owners of so many comedy clubs like get down there and like try to get their fingers in the pot. And
That's a bad kind of owner. Sure.
And then there are good owners who like kind of trust their bookers and stuff.
Well, and I will say that the gossip at work does know all the shit about the owner. Like powerful. They know the dirt on the owner that nobody else does.
Gossip
is good friends with the bad employee, because you know it's really fun if you're a bad employee. Office gossip, it rocks. it helps kill the time.
Bad employee's got all the dirt. I mean, are we seeing a tag team forming here?
Man, it feels like it.
Okay, office gossip and bad employee versus the owner and who?
Like a brown noser?
Suck up.
Ooh, the suck
it's
up.
Like a real suck up.
That's great.
Ooh, that's so good. Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Okay. All right, there you have it. Okay, so we're locking it in. So the question before us is, who would win in the tag team bout of office gossip / bad employee versus the owner / suck up? All-time brown noser. Okay. I'm going to say, let's go ahead and go full Mortal Kombat on this one. So... like, imagine these characters from the office fight or work people you work with fight video game cabinet. And like the owner's got a polo shirt and a lot of shouting.
Yeah.
Shout powers.
I think
the suck up can kind of make the owner stronger.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. The suck up is the real power there, because the owner doesn't ever have to do anything. Like, ooh, they just show up. They have been handed everything their whole life. You know, like they're just like, yeah.
Oh, geez. The suck up would do anything for the owner. That's the owner. That's Mr. Cola.
Exactly.
From
and the thing is, the suck up quietly knows a lot of the gossip because they sort of need to gather it all to build that. I don't know. So I think suck up is really the strength of that duo.
A bit of a gossip walker.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And I think it could be the kind of thing where it's like the suck up would do anything for the owner, and the owner with just the merest utterance of kind of a, hey, you're doing a great job there.
Exactly. The slightest validation.
Totally. Well, the suck up like grows two sizes, you know, like hulks out.
Yeah,
thank you, Mr. Coca-Cola. Yeah.
But the suck up does want to be the owner. So there is a little bit of like the suck up does think eventually they can outplay, you know, there is sort of this weird.
Now does the gossip know that, but the owner doesn't?
I think that's the gossip's kind of skills come into play, is being able to kind of play them off each other.
Yeah, see through the bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know who's immune to that? The bad employee. They don't care.
The bad employees.
If they make a sonic gossip wave that makes people turn on each other, the bad employee is immune.
Yeah,
truly,
the bad employee is like, I just want the, you know, the thing is, the bad employee wants the fight to end, because the bad employee wants to leave. So
the bad employee wants to go drinking. They want to go play video games.
The bad employee is like, I'm about to miss happy hour, you know, like this has to end.
And the bad employee does not care about like angering the boss or the sucker.
Truly.
Not
if
at
anything,
all.
They have a lot of rage towards those people.
Now that's interesting. Would they say things that cause the owner to make a slip up? Like, hey, your company sucks. Hey, Coca-Cola tastes like vinegar and a flip flop or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go like, they get like raged out and they try to run in and fight, and the gossip cold clocks the owner, because the owner can't fight. The owner can't do anything.
No.
Man.
But now the owner's down and the suck up's like, meh. Mr. Cola! Do they get more or less powerful in this moment of anguish?
Oh man. I think it's hard to give the owner the advantage in this specific fight, because what do you threaten bad employee with? Firing them? That's a good time.
Yeah. That's a great time. What, exactly. I get to do nothing, finally?
The bad employee has nothing to lose, and they also are, like, so willing, I think, to fight, because it's like, when you work for a shitty owner, you're like, God, you know, I'd love nothing more than to, like, hit you.
Truly. And this is, and it is now officially on. Like, it is. We can make this happen.
It is. And the gossip's like, I know you've been sending pictures to the hostesses, you know?
Yeah, we all know you have a camera in the ladies' room, Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Like, and the owner's like, because they always are up to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all know you're using horse meat in the meatballs, Jerry.
I worked at a tech place when I was just like a dumb office drone at this place, where I found out the owner of the company invented that thing 10-10-220, where it was like a middleman for long distance calls.
Whoa.
In the 90s.
I remember that.
And so he was like
crazy.
A billionaire. But then he trafficked coke because it wasn't enough, and then he went to federal prison.
Oh no!
And we were his
idiot.
Like comeback business after prison.
Oh wow. My god!
Yeah, it was great. That's a great place to work.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I had an owner that would like watch us on the cameras. Like when he was outside, he would call me on the phone and be like, "Saw you bite your nails 20 minutes ago. Do you really want this job? What does it mean to you?" You know. And
Now
it was like he owned a smoothie shop, and now I'm looking at all his Facebook posts. He's like an anti-vaxxer. His business is failing. He's like, "Don't believe the
fucking
it's just unreal."
All you need is smoothies.
Yeah.
He's on well on his way to a Herman Cain Award.
Hilarious. Fucking hell.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Okay.
I think my vote has got to go to bad employee plus gossip. But here's my reason.
It really feels like they're winning it.
Is that often on Fight Island, we will talk about if a fighter has something to fight for, which. No one has in this case, because the owner, it's just a fucking business. He doesn't care. Like, ultimately, the brown nose are like, they both, like, if you drill down on their human person, it's like, they still don't care. So right, then right. They have nothing to fight for other than this kind of vague perpetuation.
Okay.
Of,
sure.
Of
I
their,
mean, I their, I kind of see like
news for that employee.
Yeah, I kind of see like once the owner drops for getting angry at the slacker, I can see the brown noser being like, "No,
yeah.
Mr. Kellogg's, this is Fanta," and like shrinking back down to normal size.
Yeah, that
feels they have
very
nothing
video
to feed their ego anymore.
It does. I do have to agree, and I also just like want to see them win. I feel like I've been both, you know.
Yeah,
so
me
I'm
too.
Like,
me too.
I'm like, God, I just want to watch it burn. I would set an owner on fire, you know. It's just
while we don't condone that, we know the feeling. And I will say right here and now, this is a clean sweep, y'all. Team Gossip and Slacker are taking this one. They just, you know. They just get it more. They get it. They get that they want this fight to be over and they want to go home and they don't have to.
And they're more tethered to the real world, you know, like they're like, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah. The owner is really getting upended by his own hubris too. He's like, oh, look, you stupid employee. And it's like, this does not matter there, bud.
Hoisted. Indeed. Carly, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, of course. Thank you guys for having me. This was so fun.
On Fight Island this week. Absolutely. Where can people find you on the internet?
I would say Instagram. I'm like, do I have to say my handle? It's embarrassing. It's from high school.
Yes, 100%.
Only if you want people to follow you.
Okay. It's C-K-A-N-E-E with the two E's at the end. I don't know why I'm so embarrassed by that. It just feels like, you know,
it's
I don't know.
So normal and okay.
It is so normal. It's just like this weird flirty E that I don't know.
Sure. But I get it.
Follow me if you want.
It's a humiliating flirty E.
It's wearing a sun hat. It's drinking, you know, drinking some wine. Mine is even more embarrassing. I'm Razor Lou all over the place on Twitter and Instagram and now Twitch. I've been doing a Bloodborne playthrough, which is so brutal. Come watch me on twitch.tv/Razor Lou and listen to my other podcast. It's called Werewolf Radar. And we've been cranking out some real bangers recently. It's about paranormal preparedness and it's a lot of fun. Sam, how about you? Where are you on the...
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at @VoteSamWiles and on Instagram at @SamWiles. And if you live in LA, come see me do stand-up. I've got some shows coming up, and I'll post about them on said Instagram.
Absolutely. So definitely go follow Carly. Go follow Sam. And you're already following me, I presume. I think that does.
Rate and review us on iTunes, too.
Oh, yeah, rate and review us on iTunes. Why don't you? Why don't you already? And send us your fist pictures. Threaten us on Twitter.
We still have not settled on whether or not this will end in prison.
I've gotten some fist pictures. All right, Sam, why don't you count us down?
3, 2, 1.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.